Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Trade Stocks and Commodities with the Insiders, Secrets of the COT Report by Larry R. Williams is a practical trading guide built around one central idea. Large, well-informed market participants leave measurable footprints. Williams focuses on the Commitment of Traders Report, a weekly disclosure that breaks down futures positioning into categories such as commercial hedgers and large speculators. Rather than treating the report as trivia, the book frames it as a usable tool for timing and for understanding where pressure is building in markets ranging from commodities to stock index futures. Williams, known for blending sentiment, seasonality, and price action, presents ways to translate raw positioning data into signals, then filter those signals so they are not blindly followed. Readers can expect a trader-oriented approach that emphasizes context, probability, and risk control over prediction. The result is a methodology meant to help traders align with the behavior of the so-called insiders while avoiding common traps that come from misreading positioning data. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the COT report and why it matters. The book centers on the Commitment of Traders report as a structured window into futures positioning. Williams explains the logic behind the main participant groups and why their behavior differs. Commercials typically use futures to hedge business risk, so their positioning can reflect stress, scarcity, or inventory and production realities. Large speculators usually pursue directional profit and can amplify trends. Smaller traders often arrive late when narratives are popular and risk is highest. The key idea is not that any group is always correct, but that extremes in positioning can reveal crowded trades and potential turning points. Williams shows how to treat the COT as a sentiment and supply-demand indicator rather than a standalone buy or sell trigger. He also highlights practical issues such as reporting lag, contract changes, and differences between markets that can distort naive interpretations. By grounding the report in market purpose and incentives, the reader gets a framework for deciding when COT data is meaningful and when price action or other filters should dominate. Secondly, commercial hedgers, insiders, and the value of extremes, a major theme is the role of commercial traders as the closest thing to insiders in many commodity and futures markets. Because commercials are tied to the underlying business, their hedging decisions often intensify when prices reach levels that threaten margins or when supply conditions are unusual. Williams emphasizes watching for extreme net long or net short positions relative to history, not just absolute numbers. The book describes ways to normalize positioning, compare current levels to multi-year ranges, and identify situations where commercials are heavily on one side while other groups are leaning the other way. Those moments can suggest that public opinion has pushed prices too far. At the same time, Williams cautions that commercials can be early and can stay hedged through extended trends, so traders should look for confirmations such as momentum shifts, volatility changes, or seasonal tendencies. The practical takeaway is to treat commercial extremes as a timing alert, then use disciplined entry and risk management to turn that alert into a tradable plan. Thirdly, converting COT data into trade setups and timing tools. Williams moves from interpretation to application by showing how a trader can turn weekly positioning into actionable setups. The book discusses approaches like tracking changes in net positions, focusing on rate of change rather than level, and creating indicators that flag unusual behavior. Because the COT report is weekly and lagged, timing becomes critical. Williams addresses this by combining COT signals with market structure and price-based triggers, aiming to enter when the market begins to respond to the underlying positioning imbalance. The methodology encourages clear rules, define what qualifies as an extreme, determine how many weeks of persistence are required, and specify what price action confirms a turn or continuation. The book also highlights the importance of context across different markets, since a positioning extreme in one commodity may behave differently in an equity index future. Overall, the reader learns to build a repeatable process where COT data acts as a strategic compass, while entries, exits, and position sizing keep the trade tactical and controlled. Fourthly, blending COT with seasonality and cyclical market behavior. Another important topic is using seasonality as a filter for COT signals. Many commodity markets exhibit recurring patterns tied to planting cycles, harvest periods, weather risk, inventory reporting, and industrial demand. Williams is known for incorporating seasonal tendencies, and in this book, the idea is that positioning data becomes more powerful when it aligns with a seasonal turning window. For example, a commercial extreme that appears near a historically bullish period may carry more weight than the same extreme appearing at an unfavorable time of year. The book encourages readers to study recurring cycles, compare seasonal tendencies across decades, and avoid overfitting by focusing on robust, repeatable behaviors. it also addresses the reality that seasonality can fail in years with exceptional macro conditions, policy shifts, or supply shocks. By combining COT and seasonality, traders can aim to improve selectivity, reduce false signals, and better anticipate when a market is likely to transition from trend to mean reversion or from consolidation to breakout. Lastly, risk management, trade psychology, and practical execution, Williams treats COT-based strategies as probability tools, not guarantees, which naturally leads to risk control and execution discipline. The book emphasizes that being directionally right is not enough if position sizing is too aggressive or exits are undefined. Readers are guided toward defining risk per trade, using stops or invalidation points that match the market's volatility, and avoiding the temptation to average down simply because commercials look extreme. Because caught signals can be early, the trader needs a plan for time risk and for handling drawdowns without abandoning the method. The book also encourages tracking results, noting which markets respond best, and refining rules based on evidence rather than intuition. Execution realities, such as slippage, liquidity differences across contracts, and the impact of holding periods are treated as part of the strategy, not afterthoughts. The broader message is that COT insights are most valuable when paired with a professional mindset, patience for high-quality setups, humility about uncertainty, and consistency in applying rules over many trades. In conclusion, this book is best for active traders and serious investors who want a structured way to read futures positioning and translate it into decisions in commodities, currencies, and stock index markets. It is also useful for technically oriented traders who feel they lack a fundamental lens, since the COT report connects price behavior to participant motives and supply-demand pressures. The main benefit is practical clarity. Instead of chasing headlines, readers learn to watch where large commercial interests are concentrated, when positioning becomes stretched, and how to wait for confirming market action before committing capital. That combination can improve timing, reduce impulsive entries, and strengthen confidence during volatile periods because trades are anchored to observable behavior. Compared with many sentiment or indicator books, Williams offers a focused edge built on an official data source with a long history, plus trader-centric guidance on filters, seasonality, and risk control. If you want a method that can be tested, repeated, and adapted across markets rather than a collection of vague opinions, this book is worth buying as a durable reference for building COT-driven trading rules. If you would like to support Larry R.R. Williams, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.